The fourth parak is going to teach us some of the fundamentals when it comes to the assertion of the amount that A has to pay when he says, I'm going to give the erech of B. And in fact, there are going to be three variables that we look at based on the psukim. Number one is A's ability to pay. So even though he made a commitment to pay a certain amount, if he can't afford it, he can go to the Kohen and the Kohen can give him a dispensation. Number two is we're going to look at the age of the B. And number three is we're going to look at the gender of the B. And in fact, the psukim, when you look at them, it has sets amounts based on age and gender that is going to be the erech that A is committing to pay for. Now, the first Mishnah is going to be the topic sentence of the parak. In fact, it says that we do look at three variables. We're going to discuss the first of the variables in this Mishnah, and the other two we're going to talk about it in Mishnah Dalet. Mishnah Aleph says as follows, Heseg Yad Benoda, when it comes to the first of the variables, the ability to pay, we are looking at A's ability to pay regardless of B. So Heseg Yad Benoda, that's variable number one. Variable number two is Vahashanim, when it comes to the age, Banidar, we're going to look at B. What is B's age and ascertain the amount that has to be paid. And number three is va'erachin. This is referring to the gender. Again, we are going to look at the b'nei erach. We're going to look at B. So in this Mishnah is going to cover the first variable and the next two variables, the shanim and the erachin, that's going to be covered by Mishnah Dalet. And another thing that we have to mention, va'erach, when it comes to the determining of the age, it could be that we determine it when the person makes the commitment to give the erech or when he actually pays, and there could be a change in the age in between those which would increase or decrease the amount that has to be paid. So the Mishnah says, va'erech, determining the age, bisman ha'erech, is determined at the time that the commitment to give the erech is made and not when it's actually paid. We will get into that detail a little bit later. So now we're going to go back to the first phrase that we had in our Mishnah, heseg yad benoder kesa, when it comes to the ability to pay, we look at A's ability to pay, and the Mishnah asks, Kesa, give us some detail on how we are going to ascertain that. So, Ani Sheheri Ches Asir, if we have somebody who is poor, that's our A. And he says, I'm going to give the Erech of somebody who is wealthy, no Sein Erech Ani. We are going to only look at A, and he's going to give the Erech of himself, A's ability to pay is what's going to be looked at. Ba'ashi Sheheri Ches Ani, if we have somebody who is wealthy, who's going to give the Erech of somebody who is poor, no Sein Erech Asir, we are simply going to look at the ability to pay of the Asher of the A and not going to look at B. So that's our topic sentence that we said in the Mishnah, Heseg Yad Benoder, when it comes to the ability to pay, we are simply going to look at A for that and disregard B. Now, Mishnah Beis says, Aval b'Karbanos Einochein, when it comes to Karbanos, we have a distinction. And what this is saying is there's going to be a time that somebody commits to give a korban. And in fact, there's certain korbanos that are variable based on the person's ability to pay. And we'll use the example of a metzora. A metzora, when he's going through his purification process, if he can afford it, he brings three lambs as part of that process. But if he's poor, he can replace two of those lambs with two birds. So he's going to bring one lamb and two birds. So what we're going to grapple with in this Mishnah is, what if we have that metzora, we're going to call him the B, and A comes along and says, I am going to pay for B korbanos. Who are we going to look at? Are we going to look at A? And if A cannot afford it, is he going to be able to give the two birds in place of two of the lambs? Or are we going to look at B? And if B can afford three lambs, we're going to require A to give the higher amount. So, aval b'korbanos einochein, we are going to distinguish now between erechin and korbanos in the following situation. If A is poor and B is wealthy, when it came to erechin, we just said we're only going to look at A. And because he can't afford it, we are going to give him a dispensation. He's going to be able to pay even one selah. On the other hand, the Mishnah that we're about to see is when it comes to karbanos, if A is poor, but he said, I am going to give B, the metzora's korbanos, and B can afford the more expensive korban, in this situation, we're not going to look at A, but we're going to look at B. And that's why the Mishnah says, korbanos einochen, is going to be different when it comes to korbanos. Harei shamar, if A said as follows, korbanos shel metzora ze'alai, that metzora, that wealthy metzora, I'm going to pay for his korbanos. And the situation here is that A is impoverished. Im haya metzora ani, if B, the metzora, is impoverished, maybe korban ani, then A is committing to give the korban of an ani. A is poor, B is poor, he has to bring the korban of somebody who's poor. However, if A is poor and B is ashir, in this situation, we are going to look at B and not A. So erachin, we would look at A, but here we're going to look at B. Ashir may be korban ashir. Even though A is poor, he has to bring the korban of wealthy, and that's why this, the Mishnah says at the beginning, korbanos enochen, we have a divergence between korbanos and erachin. When it comes to erachin, we are looking at A, but when it comes to korbanos, if A is poor and B is wealthy, A has to bring the more expensive korban. Rebbe Omer, Omer ani af be'erachin chen. Truth be told, says Rebbe, in my view, erachin is the same thing that we are in certain situations going to disregard A being poor, and we are going to look at B. Now, that's not the case in the classic erachin, but we're going to distinguish. And so we'll explain Rebbe shortly. Why is it the situation that we have A? And A is, when we have an ani, A is poor, and he says, I'm going to give the erech of B, and B is wealthy. Why are we going to look at A and not B? Nos an erech ani, is have to give the erechin of A. She'en ashir chayav klum, because in that situation, B is passive, B has no existing commitment obligation in his half. A is simply using him as the subject of the commitment, and A is saying, I'm going to give the erech of B, but B has no pre-existing commitment. Like the parallel would be, when B is a metzora and he's wealthy, B has a commitment to give the korbanos, the more expensive korbanos, and A is simply stepping into his shoes. When it comes to erachin, B has no pre-existing requirement to give any erach. Accordingly, we're simply going to look at A. But having said that, even in the erachin context, if B has a pre-existing commitment, just like the Metzora and Korbanos, if he does, A is again going to step into shoes. We're going to disregard A and only look at B. Accordingly, Korbanos and Erechin are going to be the same as follows. Aval Hashir Sha'amar Erechi Alai. If we have B, who already said, my Erech, I'm going to give my Erech, and B is wealthy. So he's going to have to give the full amount. For example, he's going to have to give the 50 Slayim. Vishama Ha'ani Va'amar Mashamar Ze'alai. And A here says about B, what he committed to already, I am going to give as well. In that situation, no sin erech asher, we are going to obligate A to give based on the commitment, the obligation of what B has to give. So that's just like korbanos. Just when it comes to korbanos, A may be impoverished, but he is committing to bring what B, the metzora, has to give. So to when it comes to erachin, if B has a pre-existing commitment on him, A is going to step into his shoes, and A is going to have to give what B can afford. We are going to disregard A, and that is why Rebbe is saying that there is a parallel between erachin and korbanos. Now we're going to have a related issue. Haya ani veheshir or asher veheni. What happens if at the beginning when A committed to give the erech, he was poor? And he became wealthy before he paid it, and now he's ready to pay, and he's wealthy. So if we're looking at the beginning time, he can, we'll dispense it, and he can give only one sela. On the other hand, if we look at when he's paying it, he's now an usher. We have to look at what he committed to. He has to pay the full amount. For example, 50 slime. Or asher veheni, or the reverse situation, if he was wealthy and then he became poor, but that by the time he paid it, the Mishnah says nosen erech asher, he has to give based on a wealthy person. In order to get the dispensation, in other words, he has to be poor both when he makes the commitment to give the erech and also when he pays the erech. Rabbi Yehuda Omer afilo ani veashir v'chazer veheni nosen erech asher. Rabbi Yehuda is even more strict on the standard here. He says even if you were poor at the beginning when you made the commitment and you were poor at the end when you paid it, but you became wealthy in between those 2 points, you have to pay based on the value of being an ashir, and you're not going to get a dispensation. So we see here, at least based on the Tanakam, a little bit simpler, that both at the beginning point and the end point, if the person was wealthy at either of those points, he is going to be required to give based on the ashir, not the ani. Aval, Mishnah Gimel, aval b'korbanos enochen. That is not the case when it comes to korbanos. As we mentioned, we have certain korbanos that are variable based on somebody's ability to pay. We are not going to look at when the person commits to bring the korban and also when he actually brings the korbanos. But when it comes to korbanos, we are only going to look at his financial situation when he commits to bring a korban. For example, somebody says, I'm going to bring his korban, afilo aviv meis v'iniach lo ribo. Even if at the time his father is on his deathbed, but he hasn't passed away yet. So the A, who made the commitment, I'm going to bring a korban, He, at that point, is an ani, but his father is about to pass away and leave him a whole Yerusha, a huge Yerusha, and by the time he actually brings that korban, he is an incredibly wealthy person. Or similarly, Svinaso Bayam Uval Beribavas, he has got a ship that he rented out to somebody. We're not going to include the value of the ship because he needs the ship to earn money, but he's waiting to be paid the rent. People went and they rented his ship, but he hasn't received that rent yet. And that at the time that he made the commitment to keep bringing the korban, he has no money. But thereafter, when he brings the korban, he got this huge rental payment and the hektesh, b'hem klum, hektesh, the korbanos, we don't increase. He doesn't have to pay based on the higher value of korban. We simply look at his financial situation when he made the commitment to bring the korban. And that's why we understand korbanos, enochen, korbanos are different. We're only looking at his ability to pay when he says, I'm going to bring a korban. In contrast to erechin, we're going to look at both points, when he makes the commitment to give the erech and also when he pays the erech. He has to be impoverished at both of those points in order to get the dispensation. Mishnah Dalet is going to hark back to our first Mishnah, and we're going to explain the two other variables that when it comes to the age and when it comes to the gender, we're going to look at B. So we're going to have some quotes from the first Mishnah. Mishnah Dalet says as follows, Shanim Benidar Kesa, when we said in Mishnah Aleph that when it comes to age, we look at B's age. Give us some detail on that. Yelet Sheri Chesazaken. If we have somebody who's younger, who falls in a lower tier, and just to give a little bit of information on this, because it's going to be becoming very important for the rest of the Mishnah, the tiers that are brought in the Chumash are from 30 days old, a Chodesh, up until 5 years. That is tier number one. Tier number two, where you have to pay a higher erech value, is from 5 years to 20 years. And then the next year, the third tier, where you have to pay even more, you have to pay the 50 slime, is from 20 to 60 for a male. Then you have to pay 50 slime. And the fourth tier is over 60. So those are the four tiers that we deal with. And it also, as we'll see shortly, is it depends not only the age, but the gender as well. Now, interestingly, the value goes up over time until you hit 60 years old, and then it starts to go down. It goes down at that point. So the Mishnah says as follows, Shani Benidar Kesa, when it comes to the age of the individual, we're only looking at B's age, we don't care A's age. So as follows, Kesa, Yelech Erich Hesazak, and even if we have somebody who is young, who has a certain value, he said, I'm going to give the value of a Zakin, somebody who has a higher value than him, Nosin Erich Zakin, he has to give the higher value, he has to give the value for the Zakin. Vizakin Sherech Hesayelech, but if we have somebody that is older, he has a different value, and he says, I'm going to give the erech of somebody younger, nosen erech yelet, he has to give based on B and not himself. So that's explaining shanim benidar. When it comes to the age, we are looking at the nidar, which is B's age, not A's age. And the same thing applies for erechim ben erech when it comes to the gender. As we said, you have to look at the gender also in order to ascertain how much A has to pay. Whose gender are we looking at? Ban erech. We're looking at B's gender, not A. Ketzad. So give us some detail on this. If we have an A who is a male, and he says, I'm going to give the erech of B a female, nosin erech isha, he has to give based on the valuation of B as a woman. And the same with the reverse, if A is a woman and B is a man, nosin erech ish, she has to give based on the value of B, who is a male. And then we had another phrase in the first Mishnah, which says, when do we ascertain the age? Va'erech bizman ha'erech. Ketzad, when it comes to ascertaining the age, we do it based on when the erech commitment is made and not when it's paid. So give us some detail on this. And this is going to be a little bit more complicated. We're going to look at the tiers that we discussed before. Ketzad, herichu pachos mi ben chamesh, vinasa yoser ben chamesh. If when the erech commitment was made, the B was less than 5 years old, but when the person came to pay, A came to pay, B is now 5 years old, above 5 years old. So when are you going to do it by? Pachos mi ben esrim v'nasa yoser ben esrim. Same thing would apply with somebody when you made, A made the commitment to give B's value and B was below 20, so he had a lower value. And then by the time A came to pay, B was above 20, had a higher value. Nosen kizmana erech, based on that, that's the phrase that we saw. Va'erech bizmana erech, you pay based on the time you make the commitment. The Mishnah says exactly that. You're going to give it based on when you make the commitment. So if the person wasn't 5, you're going to give it based on when the person is below 5. If the person wasn't yet 20, you give it based on the person being in the lower tier. Yom shloshim kelamata mimenu. This is talking about something very important. What happens if you did it on the 30th day? We said that the tiers begin on the 30th day and go up to 5 years. So what happened if you did it on the 30th day, the birthday? 30th day, that is treated like below it, and the person A making their commitment has made no commitment because there's no value. So we see here that the birthday day is treated like the tier below. And now we'll go into more detail on that. Shnas Chamesh Ushnas Eshrim Kalamata Mimenu. If the A makes the commitment on the 5 year birthday of B, or on the 20th year birthday of B, do we treat it like the tier above, the tier below? It says Kalamata Mimenu. We treat it like the tier below, based on the lower value, because it's lower value still, going up, Shenemar. And where do we learn this from? We learn it from the Pasuk, Vimi Ben Shishim Shanav Amalayim Zachar. We learn it from the 60 years and one day. It's only the valuation changes when you're in that final tier. You go from 20 to 60, and the last tier is from 60 and above. It's not the 60th birthday, it's the 60th birthday plus one day that the value begins to go down. So when you're 20 to 60 years old, a male, the value is 50, slime that have to be paid. 60 on the birthday is still the same as below that, is still 50 slime, and only on 60 years and one day does it go down to 15 slime. Hare anu lemeidim bekula mishnas shishim. We're going to learn it all based on the 60th birthday, that the birthday is treated like the tier below. Mashnas shishim kilamata mimenu, just like when it comes to 60 years old, on the birthday is treated like the tier below. Ashnas chamesh ushnas esrim kilamata mimenu. Same applies when it comes to the other inflection points. 5 year birthday, 20 year birthday, it is treated as if you are on the tier below. Han, is that really true? Can you really learn from the 60 year birthday to the others? Why? Because there's a difference. When it comes to hitting 60, that is the time that the valuation is going to start going lower. So we're going to treat the birthday, the 60-year birthday, like the tier before. We are being machmir. We'll say it outside and then inside. We're being machmir. You're going to have to pay the higher amount. But would we say the same thing when it comes to the other tiers? Would we say that the 20th year birthday is treated like below, but then we would be lenient because we're letting the person A pay less than had you treated the 20-year birthday as the tier above? So that's what it says as follows. We're going to learn them all from 60 years, that we're going to treat it like the tier below. Just when it comes to the 60 year, when you're on the birthday, we're treating it like the tier below. Same thing applies when it comes to the 5 year birthday and the 20 year birthday, we're treating it like the tier below. And is that really true? When it comes to the 60 year birthday that you treat it like the tier below, we are being machmir because we're obligating the person to continue paying 50 sela and not go down to 15 sela. But are you going to say the same thing? Are you going to do the same thing when it comes to 5 years and 20 years? You're going to treat it like the tier below, but you're obligating him to pay less money. Maybe we should be machmir as well and treat it like the tier above. In fact, the Mishnah says, yes, we are always going to treat it like the tier below. Even lahakel, Talmud Lomer, we learn it from Gzeira Shava, Shana Shana Gzeira Shava. It says the word Shana when it comes to 60 years old, and it says the Shana when it comes to 5 years old, and it says the word Shana when it comes to 20 years old. Ma Shana Mura Bishnat Shishim Kalamata Min Menu, just like the Shana, the word Shana when it comes to 60 years old, it comes to teach us that we treat the birthday like the tier below. And there, in that situation, you're going to pay more. Ashana hamura bishnat chamesh shnat chesrim kilamata mimenu ben lahakmir ben lahakmir. Same thing is going to apply. The word shana when it comes in the 5 year context, and the word shana when it comes into the 20 year context, it's teaching us the same thing. We're treating it like the tier below, whether that obligates you to pay more money or less money. That is the shita of the Tana Kama, Rabbi Elazar Meir. He fundamentally agrees with everything except one thing. He says the inflection point is not that the tiers change when you're one day after your birthday, but it's 1 month and one day after your birthday. So for example, 5 years, 1 month and one day is when that valuation is going to go up into the next year. And 20 years, 1 month and one day, and 60 years and 1 month and one day. So Rabbi Elazar Omer, Achu Yeseiros Alashanim Chodesh Yomechad, the inflection points are going to be not the day after the birthday, but it's going to be the month and a day after each of the tier birthdays.